It was a fabulous performance from him. Spoke before the game in the media about the desire of the players to put it right. You know, it's not been through lack of effort or lack of performances here, you know. I'm struggling to think there where we played badly at home. We haven't played badly at home all. So they were determined to put it right, and you saw that desire tonight from them. I thought we played some terrific stuff on a very difficult surface. Just a little bit more care in the final third again, and we might have won it a bit more, but you know, their goalie's made a couple of outstanding saves as well.
Must ask you about Nathan Delfonso before we go any further. How is he?
Yeah, I've not had an update soon, but he left here and went to hospital. So, you know, the lads at the end were saying that, you know, they did it for Nathan, which is great for him, the spirit that they've got. And, you know, we wish him well, and hopefully, you know, it's not too bad, because we've got Calvin Mellor missing for a while, and there's another one. And we know our squad's not big enough to be missing players too much.
Haven't had a chance to see it again, but it looked a sickening collision.
Look, there's no intent from the lad, but if that ball is on the floor and there's a collision like that, we're talking about a red card. And the referee didn't give even a foul, he gave a drop ball. I just can't get my head round some of the decisions that we don't get, or the go against us, are just incredible. You know, from Saturday, the penalty to that there, I don't get what they see at times. And the scary thing is how many managers you hear at the end of the game talking about that.
Did you think it would have been one of those nights again once the injury time board was held up?
Yeah, of course. And like I say, the way that they kept going, we kept going, you know. They didn't give up. And Ollie Turtner puts in an unbelievable effort with his left foot. And then, you know, I think you saw the quality of the two strikes, three strikes, I think, wasn't there? There was the initial block, and there was a follow-up. Danny Phyllis Kirk's effort's wonderful, isn't it? And then there's another shot that the lad defends brilliantly, and it drops to Jimmy. And we've been joking with Jimmy before the game that the last time he had a shot was Plymouth away, and never mind a goal. So we were on to him to shoot more, and just delighted. We said on Saturday, we haven't scored a 90-minute winner this season, and we needed to do that. And tonight we've ticked that one off the box, off the list, sorry. So really pleased for them, really proud, because they've really dug in deep there and stuck at it.
Without singling players out, your captain really led the team tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, and the lad next to him as well. I thought Jay Spear and the pair of them, their experience is so vital for us with such a young group. Well, I thought the pair of them tonight... just called Clark Terry Butcher there, and he wasn't happy with that, because I had to explain to him that Terry Butcher was English for starters. I thought him and Tilty, yeah, were excellent as well. And you know, got to kick on now, and we've just said there's a real buzz in that dressing room, and rightly so, because they should celebrate tonight. But then back to work again on tomorrow to try and back it up at home now.
Just mentioned, I think there was almost 20 attempts by your team tonight. You said a little bit more care in the final third. Is that really? It's really just what must be so frustrating for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think, and I used him as an example. Armstrong at half time. I said Armstrong at half time. You look at his first goal against us on Saturday. The care that he showed, and rather than being rash, he just stroked it in beautifully. And we spoke about that at half time, and the winner is that. The winner is that moment of quality that, you know, we want. But that consistently costs you a lot of money, and I think it's well documented that we don't have that at this moment in time.
You're not one to look down the league table. You never have been, but there's 7 points between yourselves and the bottom four at this moment. That's a sizeable gap now, isn't it?
Well, we just spoke there. We knew tonight if we win, we had a possibility to go to 13th. I think as it results have gone, we're 14th. But we play the team that's above us that are on 1 point on Saturday, and that's what we've said to the players there, to get focused, to hopefully try and put a performance on like that, and try and get into 13th on Saturday.
Just find it for me. You mentioned Kelvin is missing. Mm. What's the diagnosis here, and how long are you going to miss him for?
Yeah, ankle ligaments. He's going to be missing, well, a couple of weeks for sure, and it's a real blow for us, because He did it when the weather was bad and we were training on in the indoor, and as a result, he's going to be missing a couple of weeks. So we wish him all the best and a speedy return, because he's vital for us.